Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Goldhawk. It's that hour of radio. Oh, yes, it is that hour of radio that you need to be paying attention to. It's here right now, happening right now. It's called Think Realty Radio. I'm really excited about today. I'm really excited about today because I think this is the first interview that I've done where I'm speaking with somebody that is kind of putting together an investment club for a company, and we're like, she's tracking progress and they're doing a deal and they're talking about successes and failures of this renovation. And I think it's the coolest thing ever. And I want to pick her brain a little bit. And I'm really excited about that because it gives me a perspective into the eyes and into the mindset of someone and a group of people that A, came together, put an investment club together and said, we're going to make this happen. We're going to buy a property. Here's the objective. Here's the mission. Here's the impact that we're going to create for the community. And then, of course, here's how we're going to make money on this investment. Now, my guest today is Laura Chalk with Affinity Investment Club, and I'm excited to bring her on the air. So let's go ahead and do that now. Laura, are you with me?
I am with you. I'm ready. Awesome. Hi, Abhi. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for jumping on the air. One question before we get started, though. Are you in a real estate of mind today? You can be as dramatic as you want to.
I am so in a real estate of mind. So I'm here. I'm with you. I'm excited. I can't wait to talk about this because I'm a real estate investment novice. And so I'm one of the ones in the group. We've got some that have like never invested in real estate except for maybe their own, you know, personal home. And then we have investors in the club that are incredibly well seasoned and have been doing it for many years. And so the newbies like me, we get to learn from those who've done it for a long time. So, man, what a unique and great club this is. I'm excited to be a part of it. And just, you know, learning so much along the way. So thanks for having me today, Abhi.
Yeah, you got it. I'm really impressed that Think Realty's parent company, Affinity Worldwide, put this Affinity Investment Club together. It's super, super cool. Essentially, its mission and its goal is to teach its employees how to invest in real estate. And how fitting, right? How fitting is that? And essentially, the members of the club pool their money together. And you've purchased your first investment property in Kansas City, Missouri. And obviously, you're a member of the club, and you and a bunch of others, y'all chronicle this journey. And I think it's the best thing ever. So tell me, like, how was the club formed? What gave you the idea? What was the inspiration behind it all?
Sure, sure. I think the original idea, came from Mike Wren, our chairman. And he and our CEO Eddie Wilson and Becky Cole, our CFO, all from Affinity Worldwide, they came together and formed this group because Affinity Worldwide, we have so many different entities under that umbrella, but you know, the core of that business, the core of what we do is we have a lot of support services for the real estate investor. And so what they wanted to do was to give employees who maybe have not had that opportunity to be investors themselves, they wanted to give them an opportunity to get their feet wet, to learn about it from the ones who've done it for a long time. And so they came together, I think they put this thing together about a year ago, and they consulted with lawyers and, you know, did the whole thing. So they had to set up, you know, the business of the investment club to make sure that that was done correctly. And then they, you know, put the word out company-wide. It was just an invitation. Whoever wanted to be a part of this thing was welcome. And so then we had our first meeting, I think it was in October of last year. And the deal is, this is just so, I mean, this just tells you how cool this company is. Because the what we get to do is those who want to be part of the group, we contribute at least $30 a month. That's just kind of the threshold. And I think a lot of us do. I contribute $30 a month. And then the company matches that. So, you know, it's you know, of course, they've got the company 401k and, you know, all that stuff. And this is just like this other side little fun investment. I mean, it's a real investment, obviously, but it's a project, you know, and it's a way to educate the, you know, few of the employees who just want to have that experience. So they match it, and then so each month, you know, we're contributing, and I think we all signed on for like 3 years. So we're all part of this club for 3 years, and then we can obviously re-up after that.
That's really neat. And you also get to work with some of the sister companies that Think Realty has as well. NREG, which is the insurance piece. You also have Radius Renovation Group, which is the project manager for the renovation. And then ALPS, which is discounts on alarm systems to protect the property. What type of, like, doing all this, what kind of perspective do you have going in to that first buy? How did that feel?
You know, it was super interesting, Abhi, because never having done anything like this before, outside of, you know, my own homes that I've owned, I felt a little nervous, to tell you the truth, even though, you know, less so because I'm in the company that I'm in, right? I mean, these people in our group have been doing this for a long time. And then we have the, you know, those entities that service the real estate investor. So all of that made this process for me personally way less scary. I mean, I just, you know, they know what they're doing. So that made me feel good. But, you know, it's just really neat to see how within this club, several of our different real estate related entities are working together. It gives investors like me, people like me in the group, just a new perspective on how our different entities work together or can work together to support the real estate investor. So that's pretty cool. We found the property. We had vetted a few before, and all along the way, it's been this great teaching tool. So, you know, we brought in a few different properties to vet. The leadership, and you know, kind of walked us newbies through, okay, how do you vet a deal? You know, and so they had this deal analyzer, and they put the numbers in. You know, it's pretty black and white. You know, you can see how much the property is they're selling it for, and or the list price, and okay, well, how much renovation is it going to need? You know, does it need a roof? Does it need, you know, what all does it need, and how much is that going to cost? And, you know, what's that after repair value? And is that what's going to be appropriate for the neighborhood? You know, so they walked us through how to vet these deals. And so that in itself was super interesting. And they walked us through several deals before we even purchased our first one. So by the time we purchased this, we're calling it the Total Gut Job Tutor. If you follow along on thinkrealty.com, and there are a couple of articles out there now, and we're about ready to post another one, another update article, as we're chronicling the journey. But yeah, by the time we bought this Total Gut Job We had been through the deal analyzer several times. You know, we'd gotten the insight of people who have within our group who are from some of those other real estate related entities and who obviously have done many deals themselves. So by the time we got down to purchasing this one, we all felt pretty comfortable.
That's really cool. I do want to ask you about your perspective going in. Now, has your perspective changed? And then, of course, how you're evaluating these deals as a group. But we got to go to break. So Think Realty Nation, hang on for a second. Go check out, though, in the meantime, Think Realty Instagram. And that's just at WeThinkRealty. And the hashtag is TotalGutJobTutor. So check that out. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Direct private lending. Triumph Capital Partners enables real estate investors and their growth with a fluid approach to the asset-backed private lending industry. Whether it's rehab, fix and flip, or bridge acquisition loans, Triumph Capital Partners offer financial products for today's real estate investors. Call 877-353-1099 or visit triumph.capital to apply. Direct private lending, flexible solutions, 24-hour pre-approval, and 7-day funding. Triumph.capital.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. My guest today is Laura Chalk. And we're talking about like her perspective going through a renovation process with her club, which is an investment club at Affinity Worldwide, which is like the super awesomest idea ever. So if you're out there and if you're listening and you are thinking about jumping into real estate investing, you might want to do that with some of your team members or even some of your company members. It could be a really cool exercise where all of you can learn together. If you want to follow what Laura and the Affinity Investment Club is doing, head on over to thinkrealty.com. They've written blogs about it, and you can also find them on Instagram at WeThinkRealty or the hashtag TotalGutJobTutor. So check them out. Now, Laura, before the break, we covered a lot of topics, and I think one of the biggest things for me is to help others understand your perspective going into this process and kind of where you are throughout each stage. So you form the group, you're putting in $30 a month, or all the members are putting in $30 a month, and the company matches it. And during the finding deal phase, you're a little nervous. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, I've owned my own homes before, but I've never owned an investment property. What are all like the resources we have to get through and analyze and things like that? So help me understand that kind of nervous perspective, and then help me understand some of the resources that made you feel a little bit more comfortable through the process.
Sure, absolutely. So with this deal in particular, this total gut job tutor, total gut job, I never would have felt comfortable, you know, in a first investment to take on a project like this by myself or, you know, with a friend or, you know, somebody else. I would never have wanted to take this on because it needed everything from roof to, I mean, it is totally gutted inside. And so when they first brought this deal to us to consider, I was like, I was one of the ones who was thinking, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure. But the more that that the other team members talked about the opportunity here, and, you know, we have so many resources within our company and within our group. So our project management company is Radius Renovation Group. And they are so amazing because what they did is they went through the house and it's like room by room, line item by line item. They spelled out exactly what needed to be done in the house. And so they put a price to all of that. They got the estimates necessary. They did all of that legwork and brought it to us. And so then we could, you know, take a look at that as a club. And you know, personally, I wouldn't have known where to start, really. You know, I would have looked at that and thought, oh, that's way too overwhelming. But they do it all the time, and they do it like 26 states right now, and I think they're definitely expanding on that. But so they've been around. They know what they're doing. They're the project management company. So that right there gives me, as a new investor, so much confidence. That, you know, they know what they're doing. So they helped us to vet the contractors, and they brought their recommendations to our committee. And so, you know, we went with a GC based on that recommendation. We've got National Real Estate Insurance Group. So as soon as we closed on the house, you know, of course, the first thing you need to do is get it insured because, you know, that's your investment. So that's super important. And so, you know, having that in-house, it was a breeze for us. So, you know, having an investment club, number one, when you're a newbie, I think is a great idea. But I just feel so lucky that we have these resources at our fingertips and within our group. ALPS, Affinity Loss Prevention Services, that is a great service because what they do is they educate real estate investors on things that, to think about. I mean, things that maybe I wouldn't have thought about. I wouldn't have thought to put an alarm system in the house that I'm renovating. Well, that totally makes sense. And so they've got one that they really like and we got a discount on. So, you know, it's little things like that that I wouldn't have thought of as a new investor, but all of those resources are there within our, you know, within our umbrella of Affinity Worldwide. So, yeah, I feel super lucky to have that.
That's really cool. And I think to be in a position where you can see it firsthand is really, really awesome. So you put all the resources together, you pooled some capital, you evaluated property. Help me understand the evaluation process. How many deals did you look at? How did you narrow the list down to the one that you're going to buy? Fill me in.
Sure, absolutely. So I think in all we probably looked at about, maybe 4 to 6 different options. And not all of them were necessarily deals that we would have taken anyway. They just wanted to walk us through how to go through that deal analyzer. So, you know, some of the ones that we considered, maybe the numbers at the end of the day just weren't going to work out. You know, maybe it would have taken, I know there was one house that was too renovated, right? So there really wasn't much of anything to do to it. And so we didn't move forward with that home because there wouldn't have been enough coming out of it at the end of the day. I know we analyzed one that we just didn't feel was in a good location. We thought the location would be tough for a resale, so we declined that. So it just seemed like the ones that didn't work out, you know, either it was just the numbers that didn't make sense or location, you know, something. So I think probably as an investor, that's something that all investors, of course, you know, have to consider. You know, it's like, are the numbers going to work out at the end of the day? You know, if you buy it for, you know, we bought this one for $35,000 and we knew that comps were saying, there's a comp like just really close, just a few blocks away. It was almost the same exact house, except ours is a little bit better. We have a garage that they don't, and we have some brick that they don't. So we have some things that add value. And that one sold renovated for like $143,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, right? So I know another one sold really nearby for like, I think about $150,000. So we're hoping that we're going to be in that range of, you know, 140 to 150 at the end of the day. And we bought it for 35. So it does need a ton of work. So the total renovation cost, I think we're projected to be around $75,000. Something like that, and then we built in a contingency fund of $10,000 or $11,000, just the, you know, just in case something else came up that we weren't anticipating. We already have those funds allocated, so
yeah.
So I think we're in pretty good territory, you know. And we didn't have a mortgage on this. This is kind of an important part too.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a mortgage. We paid for this in cash. So when we came down to purchasing this property, we didn't quite have enough in our funds that we'd accumulated. So a couple of our members kicked in a little bit extra so that we could purchase this and not have to have a loan from, you know, an outside source.
I think that's brilliant.
It is, and we got kind of lucky that way because we have hit a few snags on timeline,
mm-hmm.
and so if we'd had a mortgage, a loan, it would, you know, that would have hurt us a little bit.
Gotcha. I want to dig a little bit deeper into the numbers and talk a little bit more about timeline and how long it's going to take for the renovation to be complete and kind of dig a little bit deeper into that analysis, but we'll do that when we come back. I'm excited to have that conversation with you, Laura. Think Realty Nation, stick around. Go to Instagram, type in We Think Realty, and check out the renovation progress for this particular deal. All right, we got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. My guest today is Laura Chalk from Affinity Investment Club, a corporate club started by Think Realty's parent company, Affinity Worldwide, to teach its employees how to invest in real estate. And Laura is an awesome member of said club. Before the break, we've been talking about some of the numbers on their first renovation deal. And Laura, you said the acquisition criteria. So you found the deal, you narrowed it down. You're like, okay, I like this deal because of its location, because of its buy price, and because obviously the comps. So your acquisition price was $35,000. Mm-hmm. You found that there was a home maybe a block or two down the street that sold for roughly $145,150, was it?
Right. I think it was $143,000.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your renovation budget is $75,000?
Yes. I think our total budget was about 87 or 8, but that included the $11,000 contingency fund. So hopefully we won't really need that.
Perfect. Which is always, always, always important. Like whenever you're investing, you need an oh crap fund. You need a contingency just in case, because stuff always goes wrong. Something always happens and you want to make sure that you're not scrambling at the last minute to find the money for that little contingency piece. And how long did your renovation company tell you it would take to renovate the deal? Renovate the property?
We originally, when we first closed on this house, we as a group, I think, if I remember right, Abby, I think we were thinking it might be like the middle of the summer, like late June or somewhere in July that we would, it would be ready. We are not going to make that.
What are some of the things that went wrong? What happened?
Well, you know, up front, and I cover this in one of the articles. I'm just trying to remember if it's one that is already out or if it's the one that's just about to hit. I can't remember now. We were a little bit slow on the jump, and I think that was, if I remember right, it was just about, we were taking our time. We weren't in a rush because we didn't have a mortgage. So we kind of got all of our ducks in a row. We wanted to make sure we had all the information possible on the front end so that even if it pushed our timeline, you know, a little bit out further, that, you know, at least we felt confident that we weren't going to uncover any surprises along the way with the structure itself or with renovation costs. And so that part of it has really been fine. I think what has delayed a little bit, now, this I haven't covered yet. It's going to be in the fourth article. We had a little snag that I don't even know if I want to tell you, Abby, because I want to tease the article.
Oh, no. You can tell me. It'll just be between us, though.
It'll just between us? Okay,
I promise.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
So a recent little snag that we had was that our general contractor wasn't paying his employees.
Oh, dear.
So they walked off the job. And
that
so
happens.
So that's the thing. Like you said, it's never going to go completely smoothly, right? So far with the structure, it's been fine. So far, there just hasn't, I think mostly because it needed everything. So there were like no more surprises to be had. So that's really been okay. It's just little hiccups like this GC issue. And so, of course, you know, we got out and hired another GC, and so we're back on track. But just little things like that. And at the moment, I'm blanking on another little holdup toward the beginning. But it's not like it was a huge delay. It was just timeline. But again, we are fortunate in that, you know, we feel, you know, of course there's urgency, but we don't feel as pressured as if we would have had a mortgage, you know?
That's right. And that's one of the things, that's one of the benefits of either partnering with somebody that has cash that will just purchase the deal outright and you don't have that monthly debt service, that's really important, or doing some type of joint venture on the deal. Really, really important that if you have the ability to do this, do it. If you don't, no big deal, but just prepare for any worst case contingencies. I know sometimes Sometimes it will just, if you don't get permits, that will delay things. I mean, there could be any number of things. In your case, it was a contractor that wasn't paying his employees. Employee said, yep, sorry, we're not going to work. Makes sense. And yeah. That delayed it. How long of a delay was that? Maybe a week or two?
Yeah, it really wasn't that long. I want to say it was a week or two. And as you said, permits, I think that was one of the other little delays that we had. I think that process took just a little bit longer than we had thought it would. I feel like maybe that was another a little delay there as well. So, you know, thank goodness, yeah, we do have the contingency fund if we need it. But, you know, again, I don't. Hopefully we won't.
That's really neat. So far you've gone through, you've owned your own homes before, your own primary residences. You felt a little nervous initially, and you walked through the process, and now you're like, hey, I got this permitting process down. That's easy. Boom. And then I know how to deal with crazy contractors. Boom. How's your confidence so far? Are you feeling a little bit better? Are you still a little bit nervous? Talk to me about that.
Here's how good I'm feeling, Avi. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
I really would like to, at some point, start my own LLC.
And no way.
I totally would. I mean, now that I've been through this process, you know, of course, we're not through the first one yet, but now that I see how things work, I see what resources are available. I think the thing I didn't understand is that there were so many good resources available. And so it's all about networking, making those connections. And, you know, thank goodness within our company, we have a lot of those. And so that's a no-brainer for us. We know, you know, the people that we're working with mostly. So, you know, but yes, seeing how the process can go and the importance of having a property a company that manages, what am I, Abby, help me, property, I want to say property management, and that's not it.
Yeah, property management, renovation management, property manager.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Project manager, too.
So having those things at our fingertips, I realized that, okay, if I ever were to start a business, which I think I would really like to do, now I can feel like, okay, I don't have to do all those things on my own. And now, because of the education that we're getting, I'm learning things about private lenders. Okay, so we haven't needed one on this deal, really, except just within the group. But, you know, now I'm learning about what private lenders do and that you can, you know, partner with a private lender who can help you. And so I'm just working at Affinity Worldwide has really opened my eyes. You know, number one, just working here has really opened my eyes to what is available and what is possible. And then walking physically through a first deal also is just opening my eyes even more. So it gives me more confidence. And I fully expect that within a few years, I'll set up my own LLC and start doing my own flips and maybe doing some buy and holds. And, you know, I'm catching the fever.
Catching the fever. We have like less than 30 seconds before we have to go to break. What's one tip that you have for all maybe the nervous Lauras out there that are thinking about it, but they're like, maybe not really?
I say just educate yourself as much as possible. Get around people who understand this, who've done it before, who know the ropes. Go to thinkrealty.com and become a member and, you know, join an investment club. So just talk to people and network and educate yourself, and you'll feel more confident in time.
That's a winner. Laura, thank you so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate it today.
Thank you, Abby. I'd love to be in with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Think Realty Nation. I think it's such a testament. You start with a little bit of nervousness. You know, you work it out. You get confident. And you know what? You can start doing deals yourself. Don't go anywhere, though. The Power Play with Greg Grand is coming up next. It's radio you can't miss. See you in a sec.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Join Think Realty Radio host Abhi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Visit thinkrealty.com to register for this two-day, power-packed event to make deals, network, and learn from some of the biggest names in real estate today, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Go to thinkrealty.com to become a free Think Realty member and get discounted early bird tickets to this Atlanta event and more. That's thinkrealty.com.
Hi. Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renter's Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse.com.
Direct private lending. Triumph Capital Partners enables real estate investors and their growth with a fluid approach to the asset-backed private lending industry. Whether it's rehab, fix and flip, or bridge acquisition loans, Triumph Capital Partners offer financial products for today's real estate investors. Call 877-353-1099 or visit triumph.capital to apply. Direct private lending, flexible solutions, 24-hour pre-approval, and 7-day funding. Triumph.capital.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Abhi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's that time of the show called the Power Play. It's a favorite little piece of mine where we put together two brilliant minds, actually one brilliant mind and the other, which is doing my best to be brilliant every single day. And that's Greg Rand, who's the brilliant one, and I'm just doing my best to keep up. Anyway, All that being said, we have a question that came through one of Greg's Facebook sites, and I think it's an awesome one. And it's starting to seem like there are more people with all the right questions. So, Greg, who is asking the question, and what is the question?
Thanks, Abby. Great to be here as always. And we did something kind of fun today. We've got some questions that have come in via Facebook that if you want to go to the Own America page on Facebook, you can post questions and we'll answer them there. But we'll also give you a chance to call in and have a conversation, or in this case, kind of go through a chat exercise with us so that we can answer your question about real estate investing. And Leonard from Ramsey, New Jersey, had a great question, and I'd like to jump on that right now. He's from Northern New Jersey. He wants to invest. He's got $50,000 he wants to invest in his first property. He owns his home. Leonard, how old are you? I'll ask, get some of these questions as we go. He's 45. Okay, so good. All right, so at 45, you've got 25 years left in your real estate investment strategy, in your plan, because you can do this all the way through your 70s, and that's when you're going to want to have this thing cash out. And so the issue with being in the New York metro area is similar to the issue with being in parts of California, and that is the real estate's so expensive that it's very difficult to generate a yield in the housing market. Meaning, if you buy a single family home in Ramsey, New Jersey, all right, one of the things that people naturally want to do is buy something near where they live, because why not? There's a familiarity with it. If you sent your kids through the school system, you've got an intimate understanding of that. All right. You've got an understanding of the culture and the people and the economic drivers just by virtue of having been there for a long time. Yeah. Leonard's telling me he's been there for 25 years. So, yeah. So you have a pretty good feel for the market. So why not stay local? Well, one of the issues is that Ramsey's a really expensive place. And so if you buy a single family home in Ramsey, the average sale price in Ramsey is going to be easily up into, and all the towns around that in Bergen County, New Jersey, is easily a starter home is in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. And when it comes time to rent this thing out, between your taxes and your other costs of ownership, specifically the taxes, you just can't generate that good of a yield. And for those of you that are new to this, yield is cash flow. The formula on yield is how much rent am I collecting? And then what are my taxes, my insurance, my property maintenance, and my property management going to cost me? And then what I have left over, if I look at that number as a percentage of how much I put down in my investment, that percentage is my yield. So if I buy a $500,000 house and I want to get a 5% return on that in my yield, I have to generate $25,000 worth of income in a year. And you can't do that very easily in Bergen County because the prices are high. So what options do you have? Well, one is to go for multifamily, right? Multifamily is an asset class that if you have 2, 3, 4 apartments in the same dwelling, you've got the ability to have the rents actually catch up to the values. And multifamily is awesome because you've got multiple tenants. So if one tenant leaves and you spend 30 or 60 days replacing them, you don't go goose egg for that 30 or 60 days with income because you have 3 other tenants. So what's known as small balance multifamily is a great option, and particularly if you're in a place that the single family stock is so expensive that you can't get a yield, you look to multifamily. One of the things that I would then say is, and I would ask Leonard, where do you go on vacation? Okay, if you're 45 years old, there must be some other place in America that you are also familiar, right? So it's not just Northern New Jersey. It may be other places where you've grown up, but where do you, okay, he goes, all right, interesting. So you've already, you said you only owned one home, but it says now that you've already chosen to retire to the Villages. Now, for those of you that aren't aware, the Villages is a phenomenon, okay? They built thousands and thousands. I think the last count was tens of thousands of houses. They built entire neighborhoods right in the middle of Florida, right? Now, Florida has more coastline than like Europe. I'm making that up. But there's a lot of coastline in Florida. But when you get into the center of Florida, Orlando, Gainesville, and the Villages is right in the middle, all right? And they built these communities for retirees to come out of the Northeast and the Midwest and any place else where you can very affordably have just a wicked good lifestyle. And I'm talking like better than college, right? you're living down there, you're retired, everybody's playing golf, everyone's going out, everybody's going, it's just, it is an incredibly communal lifestyle, and everybody's in the same phase of life. And so it's an unbelievably popular place. And because it's right smack in the middle of Florida, you know, those are the places, Leonard, that back when the joke was, I'll sell you some swampland in Florida, they were talking about Central Florida, probably South Central Florida, but that's what they meant, right? The parts of Florida that were not, quote unquote, valuable real estate. Well, all of Florida is valuable real estate now. And so what's interesting is because you've chosen for your own reasons, the Villages is a place you want to go, you can buy a property there. Okay, great recommendation. Buy the property you think you might want to retire to there, but rent it out. In other words, you're not going to use it. Okay, and if you've been going down there for vacation, well, then maybe you keep renting the place you've been renting, but you buy someplace else. Or there are cities nearby that actually present phenomenal investment opportunities in towns that not everybody really is that aware of. Lakeland, Florida is an example of that. And Lakeland and Ocala, these are all places that are not Orlando. Orlando is a very, very good investment market, but it does make some people nervous because there's so many big investors that are in Orlando. Where can you go that's not as busy with investor activity but still has phenomenal returns and maybe even better returns precisely because it's a little bit more off the beaten track and yet still has all the fundamentals of Florida? The fundamentals of Florida are glacial migration, like slow, steady, no sign of it slowing down, no sign of it doing anything but increasing. The worse the economy goes, when back that was the case 10, 12 years ago, more people moved out of New York because it was too expensive. The better the economy goes, more people move down there anyway because they have more flexibility, their job is strong, and they want to relocate someplace with a higher cost of living, no sales tax, etc. And those fundamentals affect every square inch of the state of Florida. Now, what I find cool about Marion County, which is where Ocala is not far from the Villages, and you can get a single family home in that market for under $100,000, all right? And people do not expect that. They don't expect to be able to see anything anywhere. If you're from the New York area, you think under $100,000 is you can get a shed for that, right? But in Central Florida, not far from the Villages, taking advantage of all these mass migration trends that are taking place, you can actually take your $50,000 and put down 25% down payments on two properties. All right? And so you can leverage. Now, why is that important? Because when you own two properties, now you have two properties that are yielding, but you've got two properties that are also appreciating. So I'm a big believer, by the way, if you have 50 grand, buying a $100,000 house and putting down half is an excellent idea because then you really are just parking your money. If the place does go vacant for a month or two, it's no big deal because your payment is low and you can cover that. But there's a big benefit to being able to put down 25% and then see bigger growth in terms of the amount of appreciation your property gets compared to how much money you actually put in. So thank you, Leonard, for asking the questions. It gave me a chance to explain to everybody how geographically there's more open to you than maybe you would have thought. And with the tools, technologies, property management services that are out there today, the whole country really is available to you now. So if you'd like me to answer some questions for you and get into a conversation this way, go to the Own America. That's one word, Own America. That's the name of my company. Go to the Own America page on Facebook and ask the question there. We'll engage with you there. We are really passionate about helping people get past their apprehension and start taking advantage of the wealth-creating power of this asset class. So Own America on Facebook. Post the question. You ask them, we'll answer them. And our whole goal here is to put you in a position that you can look back in 20 years and say, hey, I'm glad I listened to that radio show. Those guys really helped.
Think Realty Nation, that's a wrap for today and a wrap for the Power Play. Got questions for us? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com, fill out the form, and we might just feature your question on the show next time. It's always fun. We love answering your questions because it gives us more to talk about and more information to give you. So it's so cool. ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where you need to live. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio. A Real Estate of Mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio,